We're back on Fred Nats on Deck of the Fred Nats Baseball Network. Luke Westpoli joined by first-year manager of the Fred Nats, Chris O'Neill. Chris, second half starts today. Does it feel real that you guys are already in the game 67 of the year?
Thanks for having me, Luke. I don't know if it feels real, but it's been so much fun so far that I feel like every day is brand new, but there's so much consistency within how the guys are showing up that one game ends, we automatically move on to the next one, and it's just been a fun ride so far.
Have some time here now to reflect. You're about 2 weeks removed from the champagne shower, so a little bit of time to process, but just how gratifying is it for you, having seen the work that these guys do every single day, to get a chance to celebrate alongside them and do it so early with you guys clinching so fast?
Yeah, it was really cool. I think when you frame it that way, it is about the body work that the guys put in every single day, and then being able to celebrate so early and celebrate the way that we did. It's just a result of everything that they do every single day. And from day one, we've talked about showing up consistently, attacking our player plans with a staff that's motivated to work with them and giving them the opportunity to compete with freedom. And so being able to see that unfold day in and day out has been so much fun. And then, like I said, that, you know, us getting the opportunity to celebrate is that's the end result. So I guess the odd part of it is, you know, we still have a whole other second half to play, which is different. But nonetheless, it was a lot of fun to be able to do that. And then, you know, getting the opportunity to promote some guys to high A, and that process was a lot of fun too.
Yeah, so you shower everybody in champagne, and then you get the opportunity to announce that you're going to send four guys up to high A. I know you've talked a little bit before about that being one of the most gratifying parts of your job. Just how interesting is it to kind of have a really tangible thing that you're working towards with these guys, and kind of seeing how that call up and breaking the news to them, what it means to the guys in the clubhouse and to the guys you're calling up?
Yeah, it remains the most special part of this opportunity. Guys work so hard, and their goal is to continue to climb. So to be a small part in that is really special. But the work that the staff does with these guys on a daily basis is really exciting to see. You know, guys are who they are when they first show up, and then to see their development and see their levels of excitement continue to grow when they get things that click within their game, it's so gratifying. And then to tell them that they're going, you know, they've achieved one step in their journey to get to the next level is so much fun.
So the second half, again, that's a weird part that is part of life in pro ball. And now you're also kind of encroaching on the territory where you as a coach, this is new as well, where you're getting up near the 70 game mark, and again, you're coaching towards a full 133. So what sorts of things are you maybe trying to absorb from the guys in the clubhouse, and what sorts of things are you telling them about what this second half of the year might look like?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, for us, we try to keep it as business as usual. There hasn't been anything that's come up to where, you know, major adjustments need to be made. The adjustments come to the individual level. But, you know, every day we just want to, like I said, continue to show up consistently and continue to work with the guys. I think that was one of the cool things with how many games we had left in the first half is that the body work didn't change. Guys continued to be hungry to go out on the field and showcase their ability and the adjustments that they're making, the improvements that they're making every day. So, maybe as an inexperienced coach, that's the one thing that, you know, you might be worried about, but the guys, they just want to continue to work, and so I think that part was really exciting to see, that nobody really had a change in mindset. It really is about getting better every day.
It's Father's Day weekend, and one of my favorite things I got to talk to you about this year was just the pride you had in getting to watch your son play earlier this year when we chatted about that. Eason's throwing out the first pitch tonight. Yeah. You're catching it. Any pre-game words of advice, and just what's that opportunity going to be like for you and him?
I'm really excited. I'm really grateful and really thankful that the Fred Nats are allowing this to happen, and just something, again, to be really special in a moment of being a dad and sharing it with Easton. I think the pre-game pump-up is, just like we are in the backyard, and just give it your best effort. So I just want to have fun with it. So.
Yes. Chris, thanks a lot, man.
Awesome.